Now, we're joined on the line by GAA correspondent with the Irish Examiner, John Fogarty, who has revealed that the Kerry Donegal and Cork Meath All-Ireland Senior Football Championship Round 1 games that are due to take place on May 23rd will be screened by the GAA's streaming arm, GAA Plus, which means that there will be a charge if you want to watch those games. Of course, free to listen to and savour the commentary of Tim Moynihan and Ambrose on Radio Kerry. John, good morning and thank you for joining us on the line, joining us on Radio Kerry. Tell us more.
Yeah, the decision was made this week. Trust that the two games, Cork and Meath as well, which was the second choice of RT, but RT are not going to get either of these games. They're going to be shown on the pay-per-view platform, which is GAA Plus, which is now in the full ownership of the GAA since the sale. They bought RTE out. That was confirmed earlier this year for $3 million, which is a bit of a deal, to be honest with you, because this is certainly a money-making initiative by the GAA. And because the championship structure has changed this year, as we know, Kerry are playing Donegal on, which I understand that will be Saturday, May 23rd in Fitzgerald Stadium, as opposed to the group stages that have been run over the last few years. It's like an enhanced qualifier system now. So, but because of that change in the structure, there was the contracts were never changed to reflect it. So basically, the previous contracts were null and void, and therefore, the power for Saturday games anyway lies with the GAA, or should I say GAA Plus. You can't really distinguish the two of them because the GAA Plus is the streaming arm of the GAA. So when RTE, and I certainly was one of those who assumed that RTE had first choice, but have made a few inquiries last few days and learned that no, the contract was null and void, and that GAA Plus have the first call in games on Saturdays. Sundays are for RTE, but the Saturday games are GAA Plus, and so these two games, Kerry Donegal and Cork Meath, are going to be on GAA Plus the 23rd of May.
So championship games, GAA championship games, GAA Plus have first dibs. RTE have no negotiating muscle in this when it comes to Saturday games.
For Saturday games that haven't been decided yet. Obviously, just for an example, the All-Ireland quarterfinals, two of them are on Saturday, as was the case last year, and that contract remains. The two Saturday games will be GAA Plus and the two Sunday games will be RTE. But again, GAA Plus seem to have first dibs here, so that is there's a new media rights contract to be signed next year after the 2027 season, but up until 2027 at least GAA Plus will have first call in these games. And you know, I think GAA Plus is it's getting better and better each time, but there is a question here about a pay-per-view service here and how many people are going to be discommoded watching the Kerry Donegal game. Like, you know, I'm already hearing Donegal people giving out about the price of hotels in and around Killarney. And now this as well, this might be their only alternative. But GAA Plus, I just think it's getting better as a product. There's no question about that. I think €95 is reasonably fair enough, but at the same time, you're putting a huge game behind a paywall here. And I imagine the closer we get to this game, once the Kerry Cork game is out of the way at the weekend, which is a huge game in its own right, then a lot more people will focus their minds on this and realise, hold on here, I have to actually pay. If I'm not going to this game, I actually have to pay to watch it.
And that game, the Kerry Donegal game, is May 23rd. You've referenced this, John, but again, there will be a lot of criticism about the fact that these vital games, I think most neutrals, the most appealing match to watch, or the match that would be most anticipated, is indeed Kerry versus Donegal. But as you said there, when you look at the season pass for GAA Plus, for €95, you get 40 GAA Plus exclusive broadcasts, including two All-Ireland football quarterfinals and extensive provincial action in both codes. That is good value.
It is good value, just to point out as well, it's gone up in price as well from last year. Now, the argument could be made there, and with, you know, good reason by the GAA, that hold on, we're giving more bang for the buck. I think they have four four midweek programs. They have a review, a preview, and then two analysis programs. Paul Galvin is involved in one of them. I think Darren O'Sullivan is as well. So they're definitely adding more to it. But you know, the problem, and I imagine from the RTE perspective, their problem here is, hold on here, how are we're negotiating with our hands tied here, because GA and GA Plus are one and the same thing, really. So, you know, it's that they have an advantage over RTE.
It's a monopoly, really.
It is. I don't think we can get away from that. The one thing that RTE that does stand in their favour, they currently show 31 games a year. There's less football game this year because the group stages have gone. So the proportion of RTE's games have gone up. There's less hurling games as well this year because they got rid of the preliminary quarterfinals in the All-Ireland too. But there's a few protected games free to air, which are All-Ireland semi-finals and finals. There was a move there a couple of years ago by the former minister, Catherine Martin, to incorporate the All-Ireland quarterfinals into that. The GA lobbied against that. I think that's died a death now, to be honest with you, Trish, because that was a former government and nothing has developed on that count. So for the time being, the GA, RT, really, the only games that they have really fully protected and enshrined are those four All-Ireland semi-finals between the two codes and the two All-Ireland semi-finals.
John, could you stay with us a few more minutes? I just need to pause and I just want to, I suppose, discuss, and you've referenced it, I suppose, these charges in an age when Ireland has the highest electricity prices in Europe. There's been a surge in energy prices as a result of the war in the Middle East. It's getting harder and harder for many people to make ends meet, and how this, and indeed, aside from the cost, there are many people who are not comfortable being online, who are not online, and who feel they'll be shunted out if this match is being streamed. If you have time and to spare a few moments, we might come to those, and also ask you briefly about the Munster final this weekend as well. Staying on the line with us is John Fogarty, GA correspondent with the Irish Examiner, who broke the story that the Kerry Donegal and Cork Meath All-Ireland Senior Football Championship Round 1 games, scheduled for May 23rd, will be screened by GAA Plus, the screening arm of the Gaelic Athletic Association, which means you'll have to pay if you want to watch those games. Of course, free to listen to on Radio Kerry and savour the magnificent commentary and analysis of Tim Moynihan and Ambrose O'Donovan. Now, John, there is a perception in Kerry that it always seems to be big ticket Kerry games, championship games, that end up being screened exclusively on GA Plus. Is there any substance to that, or is it just a perception?
Clare hurlers and Cork hurlers would have had the same argument over the last few years as well, Teresa. So it's not exclusive to Kerry, although there's no question there has been a good few Kerry games shown on GA Plus, like the Kerry Cork qualifier game last year, for an example, which was a thrilling game, which obviously went to extra time, and Páirc Uí and Kerry came out on top that day. There's definitely, and this is the question, like, you know, the big draw games, if they're going behind the paywall, you know, the promotional argument, is that really in the interests of the GAA? Obviously, you could argue yes, in the sense that they're making money from this and it's going to go back, as they always argue, 83-84 cents goes back and is invested into the GAA. So there is that argument, but from a promotional aspect of getting more eyeballs on the game, they don't know.
John, we just lost you there. Your line just dropped slightly there. The last minute you were talking. I think you were. If you go back to those points you were making about. You were saying other counties, including Cork and Clare, would be of the view that that a lot of their games are being streamed the most attractive fixtures or the most eagerly awaited fixtures are being streamed. You were saying there, again, coming back to this, and as we said, when you look at it in terms of the price, and if one is in a position to pay for it, €95 doesn't seem a lot to get all 40 GAA Plus exclusive broadcasts, including two All-Ireland football quarterfinals and extensive provincial action in both codes. When, for example, one is paying around, I think, €14-15 a month for Netflix. There's also a 3-for-2 bundle where you can get three games for the price of two, and that costs €30. But yeah, having said all that, these we're living in times, very uncertain times, globally and geopolitically, and that's reflected by the huge cost of electricity, the huge rise in the cost of living, and the huge cost of fueling your car. For many people, €95, they will not be able to afford that if, for example, they're in arrears in their electricity bill. And again, there's also people who would say, I'm not a digital native. I like to watch the match on TV, and I should be entitled to, as a citizen, to watch the match on TV and not pay for it.
Absolutely, Tressa. The €95 will be considered discretionary by many households in the country at the moment, especially when, you know, we might be coming into the good months weather-wise, but I would imagine it's a lot of, and they're already budgeting for the winter and anticipating that there are going to be higher prices. Like, there's no guarantee at the moment of any energy credits coming from the government. So it is a very straitening time. There's no question about that. And you can see, not that I would condone it, but I certainly understand that, you know, there's a lot of people out there with the dodgy boxes. I don't, as Jerry, your colleague Jerry asked me before, no, I don't have one. But I understand why people do have them, because there are expenses, as you said yourself, Tressa, Netflix, Disney, Amazon, Paramount Plus, HBO Max, Sky, all these apps and extras. I would imagine everyone's doing budgets at the moment, and you know, drawing up what they can and they can't afford. There's some things, you know, that they just can't, and I would imagine that for some anyway, and possibly a lot, that GA Plus is just one too many, unfortunately.
Okay, and briefly, John, in the time we've left, and thank you for staying on with us, how do you see the Munster final playing out on Sunday? Again, do you think it still matters? Now, I think there's a lot of excitement over the fact that it's the Cup's being named in honour of Paddy O'Shea. Does it still matter these days?
Well, up until the draw on Monday, Tressa, it did matter. I don't think it distracts from per se the players or the management, but certainly I would imagine those who are thinking about buying tickets this week, they might just say to themselves, hold on, I'll keep my money for Donegal in 2 weeks' time. The draw should have been made on Monday. It's overshadowed this game, which is the first, let's be honest, it's the first proper Kerry Cork Munster final in Killarney since 2017. 21, obviously, there was restricted COVID restrictions then. This is a game to be excited by. Cork really fancied their chances of coming down and winning for the first time in Killarney in championship since 1995. It's a long time. Some of the players weren't even born. The Cork players, never mind the Kerry players. Yeah. It's a huge carrot for this Cork team. It's not just Kerry who think they have a right chance. Cork are saying it themselves. They believe that they have a right chance here, and I think they do. I think there's an opportunity there for Cork, even though they have injuries themselves. We're hearing all about the Kerry injuries. Brian Hurley's not going to be there. There's talk that Darren Sheehy from Bantry Blues is going to be injured as well. So both teams have their injury concerns. I think we're going to have a rip-roaring game.
Well, you're giving my Cork for other hope for one thing. Thank you so much, John Fogarty, correspondent, GA correspondent with the Irish Examiner.